So here's your Swahili question. What were those last words? Well, you don't have to say it in Swahili. What were they? You're my son. You're my son, and what's the next part? Whom I love, or with you I am well pleased. That's right. So whatever language we hear that in, those are the words of God the Father to his son at the baptism. You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Okay, slide three. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but Pastor Andrew repeats himself often. He often says the same thing over and over again. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes we say that someone keeps repeating themselves as a way to say that they don't have much to say. So they keep saying the same thing over and over again. But I don't think that's why Pastor Andrew keeps repeating himself. It must be for another reason. In fact, I've noticed that Pastor Karen often repeats herself too. And not only that, but she says the same things over and over again, the same things that Pastor Andrew says over and over again. So what are some of these things that they keep repeating? Well, this is what I hear often. They say, we are the church. We care for one another. We are family. That's one thing we hear over and over. Here's another. They say life is often difficult and hard. Sometimes it's not easy to smile. Life is often difficult. But then we hear this over and over again from Pastor Andrew and Pastor Karen too. God says to us, do not be afraid or fear not. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And why? And why should we not be afraid? What do we hear so often? Do not be afraid, for I am with you. That's what we hear over and over again too. So, four things that we hear over and over in church. We are family. Life is hard. Do not be afraid. I am with you. And we hear these four things over and over because the Bible says them over and over too. We hear them again in our Bible reading from that Josh and Nate led us in this morning. Did you notice? The very first verse, Isaiah 43, verse 1, begins, family, family of Jacob. And later it talks of my sons and my daughters. And God says, you belong to me. You belong to my family. And we hear in our reading this morning that life is hard. You will pass through deep waters, through rivers. You will walk through fire. Life is hard. And we hear again those familiar words in verses 1, 2, and 5. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. But even though the Bible says these things over and over, it's never the same. It's always for a specific reason. Every time, it's to meet people at the point of their need. It's to meet us at the point of our need. And I believe that we hear these familiar words, these repeated words this morning, to meet us who are discouraged. To meet us who are living with shame. To meet us who are ashamed. And the key verse to all of this is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. Notice that God is speaking, and he's described in verse 3. He's described as, I am the Lord. I am the Holy One. I am the one who saves you. This holy, loving, saving God says these amazing words in verse 3. You are priceless to me. I love you and I honor you. That is who you are. You are a priceless child of God, a precious, valuable child of God, deeply loved, honored by God, and restored into his family. Why are these such amazing words? These are amazing words because they are spoken to people whose lives are difficult and hard. Isaiah speaks of them as passing through waters, deep waters. He speaks of them as you will walk through fire. But they don't believe that they are priceless. They think they are worthless. They don't believe they are loved. They think they have been abandoned. And they don't believe they are honored, or at least they don't believe they should be honored. They are deeply ashamed. Who are these people? The ones who feel worthless, the ones who feel abandoned and ashamed, who are they? Well, the ones who first heard these words of Isaiah are the people of Israel, as we read in verse 1. They are the family of Jacob. Remember how God chose Abraham from among the nations of the earth. How God blessed him with many descendants, including Jacob. That's why they are called the family of Jacob. God blessed this family of Jacob. He protected them. He gave them much land. He saved them from their enemies. And he made what is called a covenant with them. He made a promise with them. And that promise that he would be their God forever and ever. And that they would be his people. But this family of Jacob, who had received blessing upon blessing from God, they turned their backs on God. They worshiped other gods, and they forgot all that God had done for them. Imagine that you have paid someone's school fees and they become a rich and famous lawyer. What would you think if you never received thanks from this person? Or imagine that you have been married for a few or for many years, but then you receive news that your husband has a new girlfriend. Or your wife has a boyfriend. Would you be disappointed, shocked, and angry? The people of Israel were that unthankful student. They were that unfaithful husband or wife. They had turned from the God who had given them land and protection and children and a promise. So God allows them to be beaten and defeated by their enemies. They are taken away from their land, the land that God had given to them. They are taken away from the land as captives, first by one nation and then by another. They are deeply discouraged. They are ashamed. But God would not abandon them. God would not abandon them. What are the first words of Isaiah chapter 40, just three chapters before the one we read? What are the first words of chapter 40? Words that we may have heard sometime over Christmas. Comfort. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to them. Tell them that their sin has been paid for. And then they hear these amazing words in Isaiah 43, just a few chapters later, you are priceless to me. You are precious to me. I love you and I honor you. Do not be afraid. You belong to me. And these are also words that are spoken to us. We are often like the unthankful student or the unfaithful spouse. We turn our backs on God. And then we often suffer because of our sin. We become ashamed and discouraged. And that's why we read Isaiah 40 at Christmas, which says, comfort my people. We are the people. We need the comfort of Jesus. The other night I had a dream. I was a missionary and I was attending a conference. I happened to walk by a room where the tables were being set up for dinner. I looked in the door and seeing no one, I entered and I went over to one of the tables. Fresh bread had been set out. I reached over and I broke off a piece and I started to eat. And at that moment, the kitchen door opened and a waiter came in. What are you doing? He asked in disbelief. I ran out of the room, and as I left, I heard him saying something about idiot. I'm not sure about the meaning of my dream, and I won't ask for an interpretation. But one thing I remember is I felt ashamed. I was caught eating the bread. It wasn't for me, it was for us. I felt small. I felt stupid. But life is not a dream. A few days ago, I heard some inmates from a Michigan prison being interviewed about their life in prison. They spoke about their guilt. None of them denied that they were guilty of the crimes that they had committed, and that's why they were in prison. But at least one spoke about the shame that he had brought on his family. And time spent in prison couldn't take away that shame. In fact, being in prison only added to the shame. But it was only when this prisoner, this inmate, began to read and study and meet with a class in prison that he began to, as he says, feel like somebody. To feel like somebody. I felt like somebody, he says, because I became part of a community. We worked on assignments together. My teacher believed in me. And then he said something like, my family is proud of me. My family is proud of me. The shame was lifted. He was honored by his family. Maybe our shame is not over something that we have done wrong so that we end up in prison. Maybe it's because we have treated someone badly and now we don't talk anymore. And we're ashamed of that. Or maybe it's because we watch pornography on our computer or on our smartphone. And we feel guilty. We feel small. We feel weak. Or maybe Our shame isn't even because of anything that we've done. Maybe we're ashamed because of our bodies, because of how we look and how we're compared to other people. Maybe we're embarrassed because of the color of our skin or because of our accent, and we notice that people don't sometimes understand us, or sometimes they even smile at us, and we feel small. We feel stupid. We feel ashamed. Or maybe we feel stupid because of how people commented on our last Facebook post. That was stupid of me to post. Look at what people are saying. Maybe that's what causes us to feel ashamed. In all of these situations of shame, hear what God has to say this morning. He says, I am the one who created you. You belong to me. I am the Lord. I am the Holy One. I am the one who saves you. You are priceless to me. I love you and honor you. Remember the video clip we watched just a few minutes ago about when Jesus was baptized, the Spirit comes down like a dove. He entered those waters not because he needed to be washed of his sins. He entered those waters to show that he was one of us. He was one of us. He enters the deep waters so that these waters will not sweep us away. He walks with us through the fires so that we will not be burned. He is one of us. What were those words? What were those words of God at the baptism of Jesus? What were those words again? You are my son. What's the rest? You are my son, whom I love, with whom I am pleased. With you I am well pleased. When Jesus was baptized, his father honored him before all of the people who were there. What was that honor? The father was saying, you have my blessing. I am well pleased. I love you and I honor you. What was the work? What was the work that Jesus came to do? That he received the Father's blessing for? What was that work? It was to bring glory to the Father. It was to save. It was to forgive. It was to bring people back together as the family of God. As Isaiah 43 says, to gather my sons, to gather my daughters from the west, from the east, from the north, from the south, from far away, to gather them together. And as John said when Jesus was baptized, Jesus came to burn up what was evil, to burn up what was evil, the straw and the husks. And notice this, and to gather to himself what is precious, to gather to himself the wheat. I pray that this morning, no matter what our doubts, our fears, our shame, that we may hear and believe these amazing words from God. You are priceless to me. I love you and I honor you. You are part of a family called church, gathered by God forgiven through Jesus, and given new life by His Holy Spirit. Do not be discouraged. Do not be ashamed. And as always, we hear it again. God says to us, do not fear, because I am with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.